Uh-huh.
Fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Hey, little girl, won't you meet me at the schoolyard gate?
Fine, fine, fine.
I got a backstage pass to the big show in town.
Fine.
Oh, honey, don't you make me late. Leave a little early and we hurry to meet again with the band.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's such a tease.
Right. There are no, like, one-second sound effects.
Fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call Beth Ann's daughter in a second here. And we're talking about our fabulous biker event coming up on May 23rd. Hogfest Biker. We're your famous gay chaps.
2008.
I do like the idea of having the most fabulous gay biker. That might be okay.
We should
too.
Add that in.
Oh, I want to make it all inclusive. We're going to bring crotch rockets in here. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be exclusive to cruiser bikes.
Scooters.
It's going to be what's that?
Scooters.
Scooters are fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, bring your scooter too. It'll be it's anything on two wheels.
That's right.
With an engine.
Right.
That's about it.
I wonder. You know, Blair Michaels, the TV that did our Thanksgiving.
We don't need
with
to
us
have Blair Michaels involved.
Wonder if she has a motorcycle. Perhaps a sidecar.
Can you tell Rob's not into it already? You know, it's just not. What would be, you know, his day would be Beer Drinker Friday.
That would be good.
Uh-huh. Maybe we can do that somewhere
see,
down
I'm
the
not,
road.
I will apologize in advance. I'm not a motorcycle guy.
Well, you got to get on board with us, okay?
Okay, I'm with
and
you.
And you're not with us when you're talking about Blair Michaels coming in on a motorcycle.
I said that to make you smile.
I know what you said.
You think I am sadistic.
Sadistic. Not like Beth Ann McBride. How are you?
I'm good.
You having a good day?
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm thinking about, what is it, Beer Drinker Friday 2008.
Yes, very good.
We're
going to call your daughter. Is she home, do you think?
She should be.
Let's give her a call, and then I'm going to tell you all about my
wild
and then I'm going to tell you about my wild and wonderful trip to West Virginia.
There you
what
go.
Now?
Why are we calling her?
To find out how you're doing. How you're seriously doing.
And also if you had a nickname for her.
Right.
Remember?
Someone asked earlier.
Rob's Friday will be Rascal Friday. That's a good one, Joe. Rascal Friday.
How about looking for a new job Friday and we can get Joe involved?
Oh, and we can't find the name for that. She's on her cellular.
Did she have call
here.
Waiting?
On her cell.
What did you just reach out for? He's going to hand you the control board?
No, I'm going to give him the home number.
Oh, okay. We'll call her at home.
Yeah, there you go.
Is this the place
you used to live
in?
Yeah, you maintain a residence?
I sure do. There you go. And she's living in it.
Mm-hmm. How are you getting
God
along with
God knows what's going on when I'm not there.
Exactly.
How long are you getting along with your daughter? How well are you getting along with her?
We get along, I think.
How has the separation been?
I think it's been harder on her than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Good.
And also, she didn't call her for Mother's Day until late.
What time?
Afternoon.
Well, that's not
that late.
Huh? That's not late.
How about a time?
I called my mother the
that's
first.
That's our phones, Rob. That's not the phone. That's not the number.
Yeah, she can't be talking on two phones at one time.
Doesn't work that way.
She's good.
It's the same sound we got
good.
When we took first day we were here. Obviously,
oh, no.
we have problems the first day. We fix them right away here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the phones work like this. The same exact way. As I'm trying so hard.
You're
you
doing
guys.
Good.
I want my.
Oh, it's
mommy.
Ringing, Mike.
Which
very
which
good.
Number?
The 201 number.
Yeah, but it didn't before, Rob.
I'm just excited it's working this time.
We all are.
You were calling Sally McBride.
The home phone number never rings.
So how long has Gretchen been out of school?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, yes.
No,
she's
I don't,
still
I don't
in
think
school.
That's it.
Okay, try the cell again.
Hold on.
Hi, you've reached 201.
Hey,
that's you. It's my phone number.
It is.
Yeah.
201.
Time you called.
Mm-hmm.
And we
in
will
New York?
You'll call back. Thanks for calling.
It's like New York.
You want to leave me a message?
Beth Ann, your area code said 201. You've been lying. You said you're from the Carolinas. That's a New York City area code.
No, it was.
You've been tricking on the side.
I am sadistic.
That's very, very scary.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Let's call the other number, though.
All right, let's call the number.
That was a good message.
North Jersey.
So how are things? Seriously, is she misses you?
I don't think so.
She doesn't. Well, you said it's harder on her than it is. This is a McRidian conversation.
Okay. Yes, it is.
This is such a McRidian conversation.
I know this.
It's harder on her than it is on me. So she misses you? I don't think so.
She has a man.
She misses the dog. She wanted to get a dog. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't let her.
She has a man that you like, but she won't marry. You think?
I think she has several guys.
Is this her cell phone?
Yeah.
Yes. Hope she answers.
Right.
What's wrong with her cell?
That's a McBridian statement. I don't know. It's ringing. She's not answering.
To an automatic voice message system.
Will we hear her?
336.
No.
All right. It's a shame.
Sorry.
Do you want to leave her a message or not?
No, I don't. No. So I'm very curious about that 201, though.
No,
you spent a lot of time in New York?
No.
It's not the area code, Mike. It's
it wasn't
the exchange.
Yes.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right.
Back down there, they don't use area codes because it's quaint.
Yes, down in the triad.
That's right. We just go out the front door
It's a six-digit phone number.
Okay, well, speaking of actual nice, peaceful, quaint areas, I didn't get a chance to tell you about my little weekend. Now, one of the things I was going to do on the weekend was to rest my voice.
Yes.
And actually, I really did try for a while. Mm-hmm. I had a quiet night on Friday, and then my friend Peter called me and said, you know, I'm free. I don't have to watch the kids, and would you like to go for a motorcycle ride? And I said, fine. Let's do that.
Well, then let's go.
Well, you know, I said, where do you want to go? I said, how about wild and wonderful West Virginia? Well, I smell perfume.
It's an air freshener.
Why?
Because we needed it.
Who? Jesus. That is amazing. Who sprayed the air freshener?
That would be me.
Did you break wind?
Yes, earlier.
Did you really?
Yes.
I think I'd rather
Hello,
smell
America.
The fart.
What
kind
is that?
Of air freshener?
What is that air freshener?
It's Osium.
That's worse than the stuff you used to spray over in Rockville.
Wouldn't you rather smell the other stuff?
I'd rather smell Buzz's wind breakage than that.
Is there a name for it?
I'll remember that. Yeah, it's just called Osium.
Nauseam.
Buzz was trying to be subtle.
This just in or this just out.
Wow.
Buzz, that is...
You know what? This is huge, and I'll tell you why. Remember, for years he's been in his own room.
My own studio.
And he said he's never farted.
Yes.
Now you know. Now you know the truth.
You know what? I'm not going to make a big deal about
it. Good for you.
I am really.
This man is lying.
I am not. Why should I do? Because I know it bothers him, and I'm not going to make a big deal of it. But really, to the best of my knowledge... God, that was loud.
Yes, it was.
That's the first time I think we've ever had that.
We've experienced that, yes.
Don and I, you know, basically knew each other's colons inside and out.
There's a lady present.
I knew, you know, Rob. Rob have him some days right around that time
I was having the colitis.
Yeah, when you had your thing. I don't believe Ms. McBridian has ever, you know, graced us with one of her
not in our presence.
Daisy little osium smelling.
That thing, that is really worse than
this
a fart.
This is like for babies, isn't it? Isn't this what you use for babies?
Read the label.
Why would you?
Osium reduces airborne bacteria.
Uh-huh.
Caution.
Too much.
Keep out of reach of children and pets.
Right.
See side panel for other caution.
See that side panel, Mike.
It's very small.
Can you read this?
No, I can't read.
Hand it to me. I'll read it.
I bet you can't.
I bet I can.
I bet you can't.
Very tiny.
Okay, let's see if he can.
In dim lighting yet.
All right, let's see if he can read it.
Do you want me to turn up the lights?
Hold on, let me see if he can read it.
It says, Osium, let me take the lid off because it's covering it. Glycolized air sanitizer reductions airborne bacteria.
It's glycolized.
Directions for use. You're smart ass.
You told me, you bet I can, and
you're
then
a smart ass. Look
I can't
at
believe
that.
You
That's a lose-lose.
His youthful eyes.
It's like .007 font.
It won't last.
Directions for use. It is a violation of federal law to use the studio in the air studio.
Use the studio in the air
use
studio.
Use this freshener in the air
you,
studio.
You stomped the line, but that's okay. I know where
Damn
you were
it.
Going with that.
No, don't give this back to Buzz.
Did you, let me see that. Again.
Don't give it to Buzz. I don't like it.
I accidentally...
Osium.
I realize why I haven't been able to tell this West Virginia story, because people are farting all the time.
That's it.
Constantly.
Very, very funny. But really, congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Please. America.
And now the osium is starting to go away, and I'm
Thank
getting
God.
A little more of the buzz.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
No, Did I you eat something so. Out of the ordinary?
That you don't like to do that.
It's always a topic that's always made me a little uncomfortable.
See, I know it is. And let me just, as somebody who is... I don't want to say that I'm
a professional.
Comfortable with it. It's beyond that.
Yeah.
It's beyond being comfortable with it. It's actually just embracing it.
Yeah, I understand.
It's adoring it. It's really loving it. Well, you should embrace.
I hope this brings us closer.
You should embrace your own wind breakage. You really, really should.
Well, get closer if you keep spraying osium.
As I said, there's a lady present, and actually a couple, and I didn't want
to. All right, let me make this real quick. I went to West Virginia, went to Charlestown, did a little gambling, and...
gambling.
And then after that, you know, lost a little money gambling. Uh-huh. Don't like the slot machines up there. I think I just never win up there. I really
They're tight,
win.
Aren't they?
They're a little tight, yeah.
What
you don't see a lot
mean?
Of jackpots.
They're tight.
They don't spit their money out real easily. You don't win.
They don't
win.
Have any money in West Virginia.
You don't. Well, they do in this place. There are a lot of people gambling in there.
Really?
But they didn't.
Nobody
I didn't win
winning.
A lot. I didn't win. And so went down the street to a place called Divas.
Divas.
Yeah. Divas was a...
Like a sports bar?
Gentleman's club, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I said to my friend Pete going in, I said, let me tell you one thing about these places. I won't stay. if I have to pretend that I'm attracted to the person that's on stage. You understand what I'm saying?
Good for you. I do.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is I can't. Now, this doesn't mean I'm sexist or anything like that. This means that when I walk in, now, I'm a big, fat, sloppy guy. I don't want to look at a big, fat, sloppy woman up on stage and pretend like, oh, here's a dollar because you're so scary sexy.
That's not your
when
game.
I really, you know, when she's like in the corner going, you know, where's the pizza?
Do you really put the dollars in their panties?
No, you put them in they have a little
garter.
Okay.
But I walk in and
sometimes
we're in this place.
They pick them up themselves.
And I'm on my motorcycle, so I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Right.
So, you know, you're not even getting a little lubricated in the place. So that's making you even less in, you know, you're not uninhibited.
Right.
Do they serve there though?
Yeah,
okay,
I could have gotten one if I wanted.
There are clubs that they don't.
Well, we sat down in the chair at this gentleman's club, and you know, in 5 seconds this woman comes out. And it was just not
right. And
there
was only one woman?
There were two, and I didn't wait around for the second one to come out. This woman came out who really could have been my grandmother.
No.
She comes out, and I'm 48 years old. I give you a little idea what she looks like.
She's old.
She had all she had was just a big rack, but that was it.
Did she have a firm?
She had how the hell do I know?
You were there looking
firm. What do you mean firm? I didn't touch them. You can't touch some Virginia bouncer. Will throw you out on your
ass.
Did
they defy gravity?
Yes.
I think is what
you know. What I didn't really,
I didn't want to look that closely.
You could see from a distance that they were massive, you know, and they were obviously fake.
Oh, okay,
and,
all right.
You know,
did she have any?
And no offense.
Hey,
did she have any osium?
Probably.
That's funny. No, they didn't have any osium. And I said, we got to go. Yeah. So we drove down the road. Like, we're kind of doing this little box trip around the West Virginia.
I bet you are.
Yes, it was box. I didn't mean to say that. We're going around the area just to see what's going on. We went to another place. I forgot the name of this place.
Was it also a gentleman's place?
It was a gentleman's place. And
there, do they have these on maps for you
there
guys?
We hung out for a while. And
because they were better looking.
This much.
Are you well?
By the way, it
this
was a
much.
Little.
But before when we had gone and he had we had sat on the stage. And this time I sat, you know,
You should be clearer to her because she's going to think you had a chair up there on the stage.
You sat along the stage. A gentleman's club, you sit along
looking
the stage.
Up, right?
Looking up, and you're
like
close.
A bar.
And
like
and
in
you
CSI.
Can't, yeah. If you don't want to look, you can't ignore the person without being completely rude. So this time I said, let's sit back in the corner, and we sat up against a wall, and we were able to hang out there, and I had a couple of beers, and we lingered, and then it was off to back home. And by this time, the sun had gone down, and I was, I smell fart again.
Again?
Yeah. Impossible.
Osium or fart?
It's either. It really might be the lingering fart.
It might be. No. Well, I'd be surprised.
Have you had bad ones today?
No,
or
just
what?
One tiny one that I obviously overkilled.
What do we do? We have a do we have a rich Sunday dinner?
Every Sunday.
Okay, hold on. Say, let's go to Jeff in Davis, California. Yes, Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
It sounds
so strong. It's for smoking reefer, man.
Yeah, well, that's why it took you 8 minutes to get on the show. It's for reefer. 1-1-1-2. Osium is for reefer, man.
Well, why would Buzz have it?
So
exactly.
I get there, and we stay at the one place, and then it was off driving at night, which I'm really
fast
a
as
little,
you can.
The guy I'm with,
riding
Peter.
Riding your motorcycle.
Yeah, riding the motorcycle. He knows how to drive, and I hadn't done a lot of talking. But I'd done enough talking where what was coming out was kind of like, you know, at this point in time. And I'm really trying to baby my voice over the
weekend. You got to. That's how you make your living.
Obviously, I was extremely successful in doing so. Mm-hmm. And as we're driving along, you know, going 65 miles an hour on a major highway at night coming out of West Virginia, you know, I was a little freaked out. So if anybody was like in back of me on my motorcycle, I apologize because it might have looked like a little, you know, not because I had spread out. I'd had maybe two beers through a 3 hour period.
Right.
It was a very long. So it was
man
not,
of your carriage. That's fine.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's like drinking Kool-Aid from me, Rob. But I just really I got tired of looking at the Danny DeVito asses that were up on the stage.
What does that mean, and a Danny DeVito ass?
Short. Stumpy women that have no business being strippers.
Shouldn't even have to explain that. Are you familiar with Danny DeVito?
Yeah. Well, I just have never looked at his ass.
She, you know what it is? She's in that total chick curiosity mode about what's a Danny DeVito ass? And I'm like, draw me a picture.
So
it's one of those.
That's
exactly. She can tell the others on Mother's Day.
That's right. Run to the ladies' room where they have candy machines.
Let me tell you what a Danny DeVito ass is.
Exactly what it is.
I got it out of him.
It's just, really, as I said, I'm a fat guy. And I'm not being a hypocrite when it comes to a strip joint. If you're going to be a stripper. If you're going to be a stripper, you know, you ought to have at least a little body.
I mean, come on.
Hey, I was told, because we were there, this was like the early part of the evening, and I was told that later on, if we would stick around, which we had no business doing, that the quality might surprise you.
Sure.
That's what I've heard from a number of people. The quality is pretty good in West Virginia.
Well, the last person we had on the program that went to a West Virginia strip club was Howard Bernstein.
Bernstein went to one and got recognized, right?
And he apparently was good enough for him to stick around, and he likes the top drawer lady.
TV weather guy. Strip clubs traditionally save their best dancers for later in the evening.
Yeah, we were like late afternoon.
Yeah.
We were at shift change.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's when we got there, and there was one place that was like... underground, and then another place upstairs, and then I'll strip it out. I didn't want to stay anymore.
In the underground, when the strippers are sensitive to light, I'm guessing.
They are vampire. They are vampire. They are creatures of the night. What beautiful music they make. So that's it. Did a little gambling, a little West Virginia strip. It was a sucky Saturday. Then we had a nice steak, like at some restaurant out in Virginia, our way back home. And then I got a really good night's sleep, and I didn't talk all day yesterday, and you can tell that it really saved my voice.
It paid off.
Very, very happy
about
that.
You sound good. You sound better, really.
You do.
Thank you so much, Ozium. We'll be back with the final buzz of the day right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And then
is it better to be upstairs?
It was better to be upstairs, but by that time I was...